Thursday, October 3rd. I was on a gambling site earlier today, and I came across future bets for politics for the 2020 Democratic nominee and one other question, and then obviously who's going to win the electorate, and they have odds for the potentials. And I was somewhat shell-shocked to see what was going on here, according to the Vegas bookmakers. And just let me state that in 2016, Hillary was, the Vegas favorite until, 8-9 p.m. on election night. So, there's still a while to go, and take it all with a grain of salt. But the current dickhead occupant of the White House was -110. Now that means, he's more than likely to win, and all Democratic candidates were, I think the best odds was Liz Warren at +200. So she's 2-1. I think that's where the smart money is. I think she's going to be our next president, but that's another conversation. But what really got me was Marco Rubio and Nikki Haley were each -111. So first off, that's just like a weird number. It's almost always a round number. So what is -111? And what that's saying is, like, the only minus odds they're giving are on the Republican side. So Vegas is saying that a Republican's going to win, even if it's not Trump. And furthermore, they're kind of expecting it to be one of those other two people. And, like, I don't know. Like, the idea, I can definitely see him not being the 2020 candidate, and I can see Nikki Haley being that candidate. And no way could I see Marco Rubio being that. Jesus. But to have them as the odds-on favorites, it just, something doesn't make sense there. Like, I'm going to go check it again in the next week or two and see what's going on. Or maybe I'll check another site, because it just seems so out there. I don't know who would place that bet. It seems crazy. Like, if Nikki Haley was, 6-1, then I think, you can start to talk about it. As somebody who knows about this stuff could be like, oh, yeah, I think that he's not going to make it till then, and he's going to bow out, he's going to get removed from office, whatever the reason is. And she could be the person to step in, especially if you think Elizabeth Warren's going to be the opponent. Anyhow, I was blown away and wanted to share with you.